Bye-bye.
Jennifer Walker, that's 11463. Our patient is a 60-year-old woman, a single, husband passed years ago, coming with symptoms of UTI with burning, odor, clotted urine, back pain, pelvic pain, abdominal pain, some nausea. Patient has taken azo with no response, period. She has a long-standing history of diabetes, but has not been very good about controlling her diabetes. Her A1C has not been very well controlled. We had a long discussion regarding this today, period. Any paragraph? Social, Jennifer works for Cleveland ISD. She's a bus driver. She's single. She has three kids, three grandkids. She smokes, does not drink alcohol. Last period was 10 years ago. Surgery, no recent surgery except for tubal family history. Mom died of bone cancer and some other sort of cancer. Dad and grandpa both had colon cancer. Again, we talked about colonoscopy today at length. Mammogram 3 or 4 years ago. Colonoscopy, never. Eye exam up to date. Allergy, penicillin. Medical problems, diabetes. Last UTI was 5 years ago. Symptoms of neuropathy associated with leg pain and arm pain. Medication, long-standing insulin, 25 units a day. Insulin, 10 units TID. Review of system, UTI symptoms. Weight has been down a few pounds, most likely because of diabetes out of control. Eye exam is up to date. Has had some nausea, some abdominal pain, some back pain, some pelvic pain, some dizziness. No hematemesis, hematocheus, or seizures or convulsion reported, period. 132 pounds, 98.1, 97%, 18, 72, 126 over 62. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows. No lymphadenopathy, skin shows, no rash around mucosa with hand lesion. Number one, diabetes. Follow up with Dr. Kreit, K-R-E-I-T, regarding A1C and adjusting insulin. I explained to her she's already on insulin. It's a disservice not to get her A1C down to about 5.6, 5.7. Number two, neuropathy. Number three, mild PVD on the ultrasound. Number four, echocardiogram is not 100%. She's going to see a cardiologist for follow-up. Her ejection fraction is about 55%. Next number, there's no evidence of tumors or mass in the bladder. Next number, colonoscopy will be ordered by her PCP. She promises to do so. Next number, mammogram per PCP. She promises to do so. Next number, blood work per PCP. She promises to do so. Next number, eye exam is up to date. Next number, She received rocephinogram now, macrobid 100 milligram twice a day, today for 7 days. Next number. She also needs a CT screening for her chest because of this long-standing history of smoking. Next number. Neuropathy in the lower extremity, minimal, but it would get worse if she doesn't take care of it. Next number. Carotid stenosis, minimal. Next number. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number. UA shows leukocytes. Glucose 3 plus and blood. Next number, it's important to repeat the urine analysis. Next number, patient was given ample time to ask questions about her condition before leaving. Next number, no evidence of recurrent urinary tract infection since last one was 2 to 5 years ago. Next number, she was encouraged to drink a lot of fluids. She's a bus driver other modalities regarding emptying her bladder, double voiding, and emptying bladder after sex. Discuss with patient before leaving. Thank you.